Okay, we're going to talk a little bit about cyber privacy. And why are we talking about this at all? Well, hopefully it's of interest to you, but privacy is one of those issues, at least in my experience, that kind of comes in waves. Privacy was a big issue back when I was in law school for totally different reasons, which we'll talk about. Privacy was kind of a big deal when the internet first got going, and we were sort of going through what I consider the next generation of privacy issues now. So privacy really does affect everybody in this room as a person. Even if you never go on the internet, you're affected by it. And certainly it affects your business. So just kind of going back to the jurisdictional antecedents of privacy, when I start looking at this, this goes back at least from the viewpoint of the Supreme Court, 1925. And by the way, if you follow along in your handout, some of these are rearranged a little bit, so don't be disconcerted. Like every other speaker, I always make changes at the last minute. But without saying the word privacy, people trace the constitutional view of privacy back to Pierce versus Society of Sisters, which was basically a homeschooling case. You go for that, now you're more in what I consider the modern era. Many people remember this from law school, the Griswold versus Connecticut case. This was about contraception. And here, the First Amendment, this is the famous penumbra. First Amendment has a penumbra under which privacy is protected from government intrusion. We all remember that. You go to Roe versus Wade. Roe versus Wade, the Supreme Court says the Constitution doesn't mention any right of privacy, but going way back, we've always kind of recognized that people have some basic entitlement to privacy. Makes sense to everyone. And that privacy derives from First Amendment, Fourth and Fifth Amendment, the penumbras, the Ninth Amendment, as well as the 14th Amendment.